Okay, so let's have a look at the taxes that are paid by a household. So we have got 11 taxes that a household pays. So the first one is PAYE, so pay as you earn. So you need to know what that stands for. You need to know what PAYE stands for. So this is income tax that is paid by all employees. All businesses must deduct the PAYE or pay as you earn tax from their employees' wage before they get paid. This money is then forwarded on to revenue commissioners. So when we come to do calculations on this, you'll know that there's going to be two different rates, a high rate and a low rate. You'll need to know what the standard rate cutoff point is. That's usually issued by revenue when you start work, and tax credits and all that. So we'll learn how to calculate your PAYE. Your second tax paid by household is self-assessment income tax. So this is paid by sole traders on their incomes. So if you work for yourself, you have to calculate how much tax you have to pay, and you have to send it on to revenue. So sole traders, or if you work for yourself, you'll have to pay self-assessment income tax. And the pay, so these people are sole traders, they will pay the same rate as PAYE taxpayers, but the collection is different. So if you're a PAYE taxpayer, your employer will collect the money and send it on to revenue. But if you're self-employed, you will have to do that yourself. So every year, self-employed people must calculate their own tax liability. Random spot checks are carried out by revenue commissioners to ensure that the correct payment is made. So they'll usually do a tax audit. So a tax audit is a detailed examination by revenue commissioners of taxpayers' financial records. Your third one then is pay-related social insurance, or PAYE. So you need to know what that stands for. So this is a compulsory insurance paid by employees to the state, and it's calculated as a percentage of your gross income as well. So we're going to be looking at your gross income later on when we start calculating how much tax a person has to pay. Your USC, or your universal social charge, is another that you need to know. So this is a tax on gross income and is paid regardless of whether the pay income tax under the PAYE system or self-employed income. So we have to pay that. All right, so it's a new tax that was brought in. It was usually brought in from the recession to help raise money for the government to pay back the Troika. And it was only supposed to be brought in for 5 years, I think is what they initially said, but we still have it now because you're getting so much tax from it. Your VAT then as well, so value-added tax. So this is added to the price of a product or service. So it's usually 23%. That VAT rate will be changed in the budget each year. You pay excise duty then, so these are taxes that are added to the price of certain goods such as alcohol, tobacco, and petrol. So that's why sometimes our petrol is more expensive because of the excise duty. So it's extra money going to the government. Customs duty then, these are taxes on imports coming into the country from outside the EU. Your A tax then is your motor tax. This is another compulsory tax. So there's two compulsory taxes that households have to pay. That's your PRSI and your motor tax. So this tax must be paid annually on all roadworthy vehicles, and it's collected by your local authorities and then sent on. Your capital gains tax, so again, your CGT, you need to know what that stands for. This is a tax paid on profits from the sale of a fixed asset. It does not apply to the sale of private homes, life insurance payments, or lottery prizes. So if you sell a second home and you make a profit on it, then you'll have to pay capital gains tax on it to the government. Shares then as well, you'll have to pay capital gains tax on your shares as well. Capital acquisition tax, or CAT, CAT. This is paid on those receiving money or assets as a gift or inheritance. So you can receive the gift or inheritance up to a certain amount, and then after that, then you have to pay tax on it. So there are different rates for your capital acquisition tax, how much you can receive. So I think you can receive up as far as at 335,000, and then anything above that, then you have to pay a tax on. Your CGT, or capital gains tax, just back to that number nine, that's 33%. And deposit then, deposit interest retention tax, so you need to know what DIRT is. This is automatically deducted from all interest paid on bank and billing society's accounts, and it's passed on to the revenue commissioner. So any interest that you earn in your savings account, you'll have to pay a percentage of that to the government. I think that's 30%. At the moment. So there are your 11 taxes that insurance that households pay. So you'll have PAYE, pay as you earn, self-assessed income tax, PRSI, pay-related social insurance, universal social charge, value-added tax, excise duty, customs duty, motor tax number eight, number nine, capital gains tax, CGT, Number 10, capital acquisition tax, CAT, and number 11, DIRT, deposit interest retention tax.